Test of Time with Christian Sands at the piano.
Support for Jazz on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. And FW Houston Medical Center Senior Living Center, providing senior care in Jefferson County for loved ones close to home. More information on tours and availability at 913-774-4340.
It's a prayer to open the path, Barche Lamsell, and Charles Lloyd from an album, I Long to See You, on Blue Note Records. Wonderful cast of characters, and a celebrated album it is. Bill Frisell's at the guitar, Greg Lees at the pedal steel guitar, Reuben Rogers at the bass, Eric Harlan drums, and some special guests. But for this one, Charles Lloyd out front with Barche Lamsell. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Meditative works, and Victor Lewis's Family Portrait on AudioQuest, the song And So On Forever. Before that, Charles Lloyd and the Marvels, the album I Long to See You on Blue Note Records, and The Prayer to Open the Path, Barche Lamsell, with Bill Frisell playing the guitar and Greg Lease at the steel guitar. Meditative music, jazz music, that is, and a pleasure to present it to you here on our programming, Jazz with David Bassey. Coming up next, Randy Weston and the Third Movement, Bantu, from Yahura, Africa, and Spencer Bearfield's Ghost Dancers, and a shorty from Annie Lennox, Memphis in June, all coming up.
Support for Jazz on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. And Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Information at greenladylounge.com.
song Ghost Dancers, A. Spencer Barfield, and preceding that, Randy Weston, Uhuru Africa, with lyrics by Langston Hughes, and music by Randy Weston, arrangements by Melba Liston. With a solo album called Nostalgia, covering the music of Hoagie Carmichael and Paul Francis Webster. Memphis in June, from 1945. Hoagie Carmichael, one of the first singer-songwriters to use electronic media to promote his work.
From the University of Kansas, this is your place to find jazz and NPR News, Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City, 91.3, and KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Hi, it's Michelle Martin. Mornings can be tough. Getting your day started when you're barely awake takes effort. And while we can't brush your teeth for you, pick out a shirt, or get you or your kids, good luck with that, where you need to be, we can help you get ready with stories that help you understand the world you're about to step into while wearing that shirt. You know, that one, the one with the stripes. Ease into your day with Morning Edition from NPR News.
Here's a look at the KPR weather forecast. It's 78 and fair. Wind is from the north at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low in the mid-60s. Wind will be from the northeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Then tomorrow clear with a high in the mid-80s. Wind will be from the north at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night clear with a low in the mid-60s. It's 78 and fair. From KPR's 24-hour weather center, I'm Maria Lopez.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens.
The White House is now facing more questioning about President Biden's health. NPR's Asma Khalid has the latest.
There have been calls from some Democrats for Biden to drop out of the presidential race amid questions about his age and his health, though the president insists he's fine and is staying in. At the White House today, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre was asked repeatedly about the president's neurological fitness and about a New York Times report about visits to the White House by a Parkinson's expert. Jean-Pierre says Biden has been seen 3 times in 3 years by a neurologist for his annual physicals, and there have been no serious issues.
Has the president been treated for Parkinson's? No. Is he being treated for Parkinson's? No, he's not. Is he taking medication for Parkinson's? No.
Biden also personally defended his health in an interview on MSNBC. Asma Khalid, NPR News.
In France, a coalition of left-wing parties has joined with President Emmanuel Macron's centrists to counter the far-right strong showing in Sunday's vote. As NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports, the new French parliament is divided between three blocs with no majority.
There are now three main blocs in the French parliament, but none has a majority. That means the leftist coalition, President Emmanuel Macron's centrists, and the far right will have to find a way to build a coalition to form a government. Analysts say it will be complicated not only because of their differences. France, unlike Italy or Germany, has no tradition of coalition building in its parliament, which is usually centralized around a strong president. It could be several weeks before France has a new government. Until then, Macron has asked his prime minister to stay on and ensure political stability ahead of the Summer Olympic Games. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Americans are carrying more credit card debt. NPR Scott Horsley reports on the latest figures from the Federal Reserve.
Credit card debt fell slightly in April, but it bounced back the following month. The Federal Reserve's measure of revolving credit, which includes credit cards, grew at an annual rate of 6.3% in May. WalletHub, which tracks credit card spending, estimates that Americans are now carrying a balance of more than $1.25 trillion on their cards. For those who pay their balance in full every month, that's merely a convenience. For others, it's a costly form of debt. The average interest rate on balances carried over from month to month is nearly 23%. A NerdWallet survey finds nearly 1 out of 4 credit card users are stressed about their outstanding debt. 46% are still paying off bills they racked up last summer. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Boeing has agreed to plead guilty to a criminal fraud charge stemming from 2 deadly crashes involving its 737 MAX jets. The aircraft maker will pay tens of millions of dollars in additional fines as part of the deal. This is NPR. In Galveston, Texas, officials say it could take up to 2 weeks to fully restore power lines damaged by Hurricane Beryl. The storm blamed for 3 deaths in Texas and nearly a dozen in the Caribbean. In Houston, officials reported at least 25 water rescues this morning. Beryl came ashore in Matagorda, Texas, as a Category 1 hurricane early Monday. It is now a tropical depression that's threatening to cause heavy rain, flooding, and a threat of tornadoes from eastern Texas to western Louisiana and Arkansas. News out today that Tony Award-winning director Joseph Hardy died last month at the age of 95. In addition to plays and musicals, Jeff London reports that Hardy was a producer for several popular TV soap operas.
Raised on a cattle ranch in New Mexico, Joseph Hardy trained as an actor at Yale, but became better known as a director. He helmed the off-Broadway hit You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown in 1967.
You're a good man, Charlie Brown. You're the kind of reminder we need.
Based on the Charles Schulz comic strip, it toured the U.S. and played in Toronto and London. Hardy directed Woody Allen's play It Again, Sam, and won a Tony in 1970 for the Catholic school drama Child's Play. He also directed romantic comedy on Broadway with Mia Farrow and Anthony Perkins. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
Wall Street stocks closed mostly higher today, with the Dow losing 31 points, the Nasdaq gained 50, and the S&P 500 added 5. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation, supporting books, radio, podcasts, film, television, theater, and more to bridge science and the humanities. And the listeners who support this NPR station.
Early in his career, before he signed to a major record label deal, Vocalist Kevin Mahogany did a lot of work with Frank Mantooth, a sensational jazz arranger and songwriter. I'm David Bassey. Here's one of those creations from the Frank Mantooth Orchestra and Kevin Mahogany out on an album called Big Band on Mahogany Jazz, and his Three Little Words.
Just how I feel for you. Three little words to let you know what I feel in my heart is true. There have been other songs I can sing to you, soft and gentle in your ear, but it's my own words I want to whisper as I hold you near. Just three little words that tell you just how I feel for you. Three little words. Thank you.
I tell you just how I feel for you? Just three little words. Just three little words. Just three little words.
Coming up, another love song from a band from Detroit, the Motor City Jazz Octet, and their album Sanctuary. Two romantics who left us way too soon. The Kevin Mahogany album called Big Band on Mahogany Jazz, and Three Little Words. Frank Mantooth, the arranger and the orchestra, recorded in Chicago. Later in life, Frank moved out to Garden City, Kansas, and even to get to Kansas City was an 8-hour train ride, and then a plane ride to wherever he was going beyond Kansas City. He seemed to do it all in stride because of a wonderful woman that he met. Oh, yes, and Kevin Mahogany, what a vocalist. Here's When I Fall in Love, and the Motor City Jazz Octet. called Sanctuary from the Motor City Jazz Octet. Joe Sirian is the force behind this recording and went out in 2016, When I Fall in Love.
From the University of Kansas, it's your place for NPR News, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, and always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for Jazz on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
Thank you.
Miles Davis with Gil Evans. Here's Carmen Lundy.
Invite me to your party.
Wishful thinking, hoping, dreaming, swinging in my heels, smoking and drinking. I've got the dress to kill, but I wasn't invited. The in crowd is the out crowd. They must be misguided. East side, west side, up, down, downtown. It's a party night. It's out of sight. Lights so bright till the break of dawn.
Wait a minute. I thought I was pretty good, you know. Well, I'm pretty good. We're still together. We haven't known each other a long time. It was that for fall. Can we go to the bar and shoot? Friday night and everything. I'm ready to hit. Boom, 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 boom. Yeah. That's all right. I'll make my own party. And I got some friends, too. Boom, 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 boom. Willie, who let alone that love, boom, 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 boom.
Solamente is the album for vocalist Carmen Lundy on Aphrasia Music. The Out Part 2. A little quirky, but really great, and what a vocalist she is. Sketches of Spain on Columbia Records. Gil Evans' take on the music of Spain, the classical music of Spain, Concierto de Aranjuez, and the Adagio from Miles Davis. Classical music on Jazz with David Bassi. Thanks so much for being with us. Coming up, it's Andy Narell and the Steel Pans and Dexter Gordon with a classic from Prestige, his take on Body and Soul, one that almost got him in a fist fight with Ben Webster many, many years ago. As a business owner, becoming a sponsor of Jazz with David Bassi, your business gains the opportunity to air your message every single hour of the show, 365 days a year, 24 hours a day. Find out more at davidbasse.com and click on sponsorship. That's adding your business name and URL to the finest jazz program available. Thank you. Dexter Gordon, On His Way, on Prestige Records. That's Steel Pan guy Andy Norell, Dis 1, 4, Raff, Listen 2, Entertainment, and L'Chaim El Amour. And a beautiful number, and just an excellent musician, Andy Norell, and his Steel Pans. Jazz with David Bassey at davidbasse.com online. Dexter Gordon, and a song or an arrangement of a classic song that almost got him in a fist fight with Ben Webster. And Dexter was such a fan of Ben Webster's that he ended up with Ben's horn, his tenor saxophone. But when he played this arrangement for Webster, he was so proud of it. And Webster said he didn't get it. He didn't like it. Thank you. Book about Dexter Gordon, written by him and his wife Maxine Gordon. I'm sure you can find it. The story that I told about Ben Webster comes from that book.
From the University of Kansas, this is your place to find jazz and NPR News. Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City, 91.3, and KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Hey, it's Leila Fadel. What you do in the morning helps set the tone for the rest of your day. Meditating can ease you in, keep you grounded and calm. Journaling may give you a sense of intention and purpose. And working out could add a boost of energy. If you want to feel balanced, informed, and connected to the world around you, here's another morning ritual for you. Listening to Morning Edition from NPR News. Every weekday, no yoga mats or weights required.
Now here's your weather forecast for the KPR listening area. It's 75 and fair. Wind is light and variable from the east-southeast. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low in the mid-60s. Wind will be from the north at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Then tomorrow clear with a high in the mid-80s. Wind will be from the north at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night clear with a low in the mid-60s. It's 75 and fair. Stay tuned for more KPR weather. I'm Maria Lopez.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. President Biden is trying to shore up congressional support following his poor performance at the debate with Donald Trump. Biden met with congressional Black Caucus members earlier tonight amid calls for him to step aside. More from NPR's Giles Snyder.
President Biden enjoys strong support from within the Congressional Black Caucus. He met virtually with the CBC, and he is also expected to meet this week with the Progressive Caucus as he works to quell concerns over his candidacy. But the intra-party fight is not over. Washington State Congressman Adam Smith is among leading House Democrats who are calling for Biden to step aside. Smith says Biden has done a good job as president, but he told NPR that Biden is not the best messenger right now.
We need a better messenger, and I think we have the opportunity to get one, and we ought to take it.
Biden says he will not abandon the campaign and that those who doubt his ability should challenge him at the Democratic National Convention next month. Giles Snyder, NPR News.
The recent outcome of a redistricting case in Arizona has some voting rights experts raising questions about the future of the law. NPR's Hansi Lo Wong explains.
For decades, protections against racial discrimination in elections under the Voting Rights Act Section 2 have been enforced mainly through lawsuits by private individuals and groups. But a panel of the 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled last year that private individuals and groups are not allowed to sue because they're not explicitly named in the words of Section 2. That ruling applies only to 7 states in the Midwest and South. Kareem Creighton of the Brennan Center for Justice says if the Supreme Court were to apply a similar ruling across the country through another case,
you're going to see fewer and fewer of these cases come up, which doesn't mean that there are fewer problems out there. That just means that there are more problems that won't get a remedy. And that's bad for democracy.
A similar lawsuit is underway in North Dakota. Hansi Lo Wang, NPR News.
What is now Tropical Storm Beryl threatens to cause damage in several more states after making landfall in Texas, where it's blamed for at least 3 deaths. Beryl caused flooding in the Houston area, prompting dozens of water rescues Monday, and knocked out power to millions of homes and businesses. NPR's Greg Allen is in Matagorda, where Beryl made landfall early Monday as a Category 1 hurricane.
This storm surprised forecasters from the beginning, spinning up to the earliest Category 5 hurricane ever recorded when it hit the Windward Islands in the Caribbean. It was far weaker than that when it approached the Texas coast, but with the extremely warm ocean temperatures in the Gulf, forecasters were concerned that the storm could intensify rapidly, and that's something we've seen in many other hurricanes in recent years. It ended up in the end as a Cat 1 instead of a Category 2 storm or higher. And Beryl also did cause some significant flooding in Houston and in East Texas as it headed north.
NPR's Greg Allen in Matagorda, Texas. The National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Beryl will cause more damage as it moves farther inland. This is NPR. Much of the nation is grappling with extreme heat in areas from Washington State to Arizona are bracing for another week of it. At least 4 deaths in the Portland, Oregon area are blamed on the intense weather. The mercury reached 126 degrees Fahrenheit Monday in Death Valley, California. It's around 115 degrees there at last check. Columbia University has fired 3 deans over text messages that university officials called disturbing. As NPR's Tovia Smith reports, the messages mocked and disparaged complaints about anti-Semitism on campus.
The Dean of Student Life, Associate Dean for Student and Family Support, and a Vice Dean have been on leave since June when their texts became public. They mocked Jewish students who felt unsafe on campus, saying it was hard to hear given what they called Jews' privilege and their money, suggesting their complaints were just a fundraising strategy. Columbia President Manoush Shafiq called their comments deeply upsetting and antithetical to university values, saying they convey a lack of concern for Jewish students. A 4th person, the dean of Columbia College, was also involved in the texting, but apologized and will keep his job. In a message to students today, he vowed to rebuild trust and healing. So far, no comment from the other deans. Tovia Smith, NPR News.
Most students admitted to the medical school at Johns Hopkins University will not have to worry about tuition thanks to a $1 billion gift. Bloomberg Philanthropies promises to pay full tuition, fees, and living expenses for students from families earning up to $175,000 a year. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the estate of Jane Gross, whose bequest supports NPR's commitment to creating a more informed public by distributing programming that meets the highest standards of public service and journalism. This is NPR.
Joe Henderson on Verve Records. I'm David Bassey. This one a masterpiece for Joe Henderson, the music of Billy Strayhorn, and the tenor saxophonist covering Rain Check.
Thank you.
Coming up, a backroom romp from the master himself, Duke Ellington, leading to success, 3 Grammy Awards on the way for Joe Henderson at the time of the recording, called Lush Life, the music of Billy Strayhorn, with Gregory Hutchison, Christian McBride, pianist Christian Scott, and Wynton Marsalis. Let's listen to Duke Ellington.
Thank you.
pianist who owes a debt to Billy Strayhorn and Duke Ellington, Tommy Flanagan, Condado Beach, and a song simply called Ballad, preceded by a Columbia Small Group Volume 1 release for Duke Ellington and his song, The Backroom Romp. And before that, it was Joe Henderson at the tenor saxophone from the album Lush Life, and the song Rain Check. And a pleasure to be with you. Thank you for listening to us on your favorite public radio station. You're listening to Jazz with David Bassi, and perhaps you're a business owner, and you'd like to gain access to the Jazz with David Bassi listeners. You can hear your message aired 365 days a year on public and community radio stations across the United States. Go to davidbasse.com and click on sponsorship for all the details. And thanks.
I have often walked down this street before, but the pavement always stayed beneath my feet before. All at once am I several stories high, knowing I'm on the street where you live. Are there lilac trees in the heart of town? Can you hear a lark in any other part of town? Does enchantment pour out of every door? No, it's just on the street where you live. And oh, the towering feeling just to know somehow you are near. The overpowering feeling that any second you may suddenly appear. People stop and stare, they don't bother me, for there's nowhere else on earth that I would rather be. Let the time go by, I won't care if I can be here on the street where you live. To know somehow you are near. The overpowering feeling that any second you may suddenly appear. People stop and stare, they don't bother me, for there's nowhere else on earth that I would rather be. Let the time go by, I don't care if I can be here on the street where you live. No, and I'm on the street where you live.
next Mike Jones Trio, an album called Roaring on Capri Records, If I Had You. That's one on Blue Note Records, Getting Around from Dexter Gordon in May of 1965. Dexter always wrote letters to Alfred Lion about when he was coming back from Europe because he'd come into town and record maybe two albums and then go back to Europe for an extended stay while the albums were released. He always signed those letters, Very Saxily Yours, and one written by Anzi Matthews called Very Saxily Yours. Dexter Gordon Getting Around with Bobby Hutcherson and Bob Cranshaw. Before that, it was Steve Davis and his version of On the Street Where You Live. Thank you. the Mike Jones Trio, and the album Roaring, It Had to Be You. Preceding that, Dexter Gordon, Very Saxily Yours, and Steve Davis, On the Street Where You Live. As a business owner, becoming a sponsor of Jazz with David Bassey, your business gains the opportunity to air your message every single hour of the show, 365 days a year, 24 hours a day. Find out more at davidbasse.com and click on sponsorship. That's adding your business name and URL to the finest jazz program available.
The turnpike. a star, hand in hand with that prince. Love seems to be late. Have a look here at the turnpike. Shadows hide out in the cold corners of doubt. Songs of life sung out loud. A new sound, love at the turnpike.
Thank you.
It's the music of Fred Hirsch, Alone at the Vanguard, and Palmetto Records. Down Home, the title of the song. Coming up, it's Abu, Butterflies Fly in Paris on Sennheiser Media. Preceding Fred Hirsch was Alex Sawatsky. What a great voice. Layla is the title of her album on Overdrive Records and one out in 2015. There at the Turnpike is the title of the song for Alice Sawatsky, followed by Down Home with Fred Hirsch. It's Jazz with David Bassey. Take our survey. It's at our website, davidbasse.com. We always like to know what you're thinking when you're listening to the music. And I know it's hard to think and listen to music and go to a website and drive the car all at the same time, but maybe you can do it. I think if you're driving a car, though, stick to that one thing, okay? No websites while you're driving. Thanks for listening to Jazz with David Bassey. Thank you. happy music from Sennheiser Media and an album called Butterflies Fly in Paris. Abu is the artist, and With Mind, Too is the song.
From the University of Kansas, this is your place to find jazz and NPR News. Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City, 91.3, and KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org.
With so much news breaking every day, it's hard to keep up. But Morning Edition from NPR News has you covered with dispatches from abroad.
NPR's Rob Schmitz is with us now from Berlin to tell us more. Good morning, Rob.
And stories closer to home.
President Biden heads to Minnesota today to point to his administration's investments in rural America.
Let the Morning Edition team keep you informed. Join us every weekday.
I'm Maria Lopez. Now here's your weather forecast for the KPR listening area. It's 73 and fair. Wind is from the north. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low in the mid-60s. Then tomorrow clear with a high in the mid-80s. Wind will be from the north at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night clear with a low in the mid-60s. Wind will be from the north at 5 to 10 miles per hour. It's 73 and fair. Stay tuned for more KPR weather.